Okay, let's start from Simon. Okay, Simon Chavav. Let's start from Yud Gimel. Okay, let's start from Chavav. Halacha Yud Gimel. It's on page Kuf Nun Gimel. Kuf Nun Gimel. Halacha Yud Gimel. Middle of the laws of Kaddish Yosef. Mi shemispalu bebeis haknesses or bebeis hamedush tamit. In Balama Kaddish bebeis haknesses acher. Person davens in one day haknesses. Okay, your custom, your regular place is in Shul A, and now you want to go. That you want to go say Kaddish Nidre Beis Haknesses. Acher who avelim shesham yichoyim litchoysev afilu hu b'toych shiva de gora meho oireach. We learned last week all the laws of a guest. Someone that comes to town, he's a guest. He has no makom. He does not pay membership dues. He does not own a bais. He's just here for whatever reason, and he comes to Beis Haknesses. So we learned there are different rules. We're not going to go through the rules again. We went basic rules. Then if he's toch shiva, and the other people in shul are b'toch shana, if he's toch shloishim and they're b'toch shana, there are a whole long set of complicated rules when we are generous, when we accommodate a guest, and generally we are very accommodating. A guest comes to shul, he has no place, we let him do what he needs to do. However, if he's not a guest, if he has a regular shul across the street, and he got into a fight there with someone across the street, and now he wants to come in, he wants to come here into this shul, okay, a disagreement, and he wants to come into this shul and say Kaddish, he's worse than a guest. Because he goes to the competition. No, just joking. He's worse than a guest. Because he has a regular shul. If you have a regular shul, what are you coming over here to make trouble? Go to your regular shul. What are you making trouble for us? That's what it says in Halacha. In Boloik, even if he's Tech Shiva, they can tell him, you know, it's not right. You go to your regular shul, you're worse than an arech, the guest has nowhere else to go, but this person has another place to go. Okay, now, he brings on over here from the Shilas and Shuvas Kiyin Torah. I'm reading over here from the Piskei Teshuvos. Hine, kol dina ayreach v'toyshav hanemarim kan. All of these rules of guests and people that are regulars only apply to public shuls, meaning shuls that are set up in a way where there's membership, there are membership dues, and it's open for the public. Not when it comes to privately owned shuls. That's a very delicate topic, because what is called a private shul today's time? So that's the question, because many... Oh, that's the question. What's called? Well, let me read what it says. Hein davka beis haknesses shel rab, avol beis haknesses shel yochid bebeisoy. Let's say a private shul in someone's house. Oy bebalusoy haparatis. It's privately owned. It's my shul. This, you come into my shul, you follow my rules. The kulam boy may love harei heim tuluim bedas balabais ulemi sheyirtze yitein zuchus kedima afilu shaloi lefi seder hakedimoy sanemarim kan. It's a very dangerous halacha. Because where do you draw the line? When do you call a shul? What makes shul a private shul? What makes shul public shul? There are many shtibluch. There are many shuls today that are established bedafka. It's a private shul. They don't want to get involved in the politics. People, they break away for good reasons or for bad reasons. Most of the time it's bad reasons. They want to break away from politics that are going on in other shuls where they dive in regularly, and they make for themselves a little shul. But no one person can operate a shul full-time on his own, and he has to give it over to the tzibur to some degree. That's the way it goes. At some point in time, you're not going to be there 24-7 calling all the shots. People are going to come open the door. They're going to come. They're going to do things. They're going to contribute. They're going to give money, they're going to do things, and then it becomes a semi-public shul, and you're always going to maintain, listen, you're coming here, it's my shul, I set the rules, I want this person to daven, this person to do geshen, this one gets maftir. Where do you draw the line? Very, very tough question. But me'ikar hadin, if it's a private shul, you call the shots, and you can give the one to say Kaddish and Kedima, even shaloi lefi, the seder that's recorded here in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's go to next halacha. Halacha Yudalit. Mi shayachol v'roi l'spal l'fnei ateva yispal. A person that can daven, there are two key words. Shayachol, he's able. V'roi l'hispalo, he's fitting. Just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. You're royal l'hispalo. If you don't belong in this place, you don't belong. You may be able, but if you know it's not your makom, that's a different story. Yispalel. Umoil yoisim mikadosh yosam. It's better to daven than to say Kaddish. That's powerful stuff. I did this powerful line. Kaddish Yosem was not established for adults. It was established for children. Now let me just tell you something I said over on Sukkot. I gave a little Dvar Torah somewhere in Sukkot. I was talking about the Nanuim. I probably told you this also. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it says the Brisker Rav says in the Gemara, when is a parent obligated to teach his child to shake the Lulav and Esra, the Dalad Minim? When the child knows how to shake. He understands. It's a Gemara. He knows how to shake in all the directions. He knows what to do. So the Brisker Rav says, he's not sure that in our times, there's an adult, a Gadol, that knows how to shake. In other words, and he said Gadol, he doesn't mean an adult. He means, even from the Gedolei Hador, he's not sure that when the Gemara says, you know what it means to shake the Lulav and Esrog? They're very great secrets, very great, very deep ideas in shaking the Lulav and Esrog. So when a child knows how to shake, oh, you ready, Mechuyev, to teach him. I'm not sure that in our day and age, even the Gedolim understand the Yesodos, the depth of what you're really doing when you're shaking the Dalet Minim.
What child in Brisk would have his own Esrog in Lulav?
What?
What child in Brisk?
What adult in Brisk would then have his own Esrog? What Gadol? Well, according to what he's saying.
Yeah, but they're talking about a child.
Okay, but he's saying a Musar Var that unfortunately Miskanu Hadaros was so far removed from what all of these things really mean, what they represent, the deeper meaning behind the mitzvahs. So I just want to, with that in mind, you can read these words. Shaloi niskan elu leketanim. Halavai, the adults, bezman hazeh should be on the madrig of the ketanim. The kaddish was established by Chazal, probably going back I don't know exactly when it started. The Gemara talks about saying Yehei Shmei Rabba, saying Shema. It's not exactly clear when the kaddish exactly the way we have it was established, but it was established for children. Not for adults. The adults were meant to daven for the Amud. The people who were adults and were Tochshana, they would lead the Tzibur. And only one person would say Kaddish. Who would say Kaddish? A child. And if there were no children in Shul? If there were no children in Shul, so no one would say Kaddish. So the person who was an Ovel would daven for the Amud, or maybe he wouldn't daven for the Amud, maybe he would, wouldn't. The children would say, because the children, that's what they would do. Yeah?
Child is below Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah.
How do we define child?
Below Bar Mitzvah. Spot from 5 until 13. That's who said Kaddish. Once a person was already 13 years old, he wouldn't say Kaddish. He would daven, maybe he wouldn't daven, maybe to daven they had someone more chashuv that would daven. So what would he do? He did nothing. So you live the way you should live. You do Torah Mitzvah. So that's the greatest chus you can give the neshama. So that's what it says. Unbelievable. Obviously, it's not the way it is today. Today, the adults will take out a gun and fight. Who's going to say the Kaddish, yeah? It could be they did, or it could be they were... It doesn't say. Maybe you have to assume that there was some system. Every shul had its own system, or it could be that years ago there was a kavua. You come to Beis HaKnesses, there was always one shatz, like you have today in some shuls. On Shabbos, there's only a chazan. A lot of shuls they have. Then they have the main shul a chazan, and then the balabatim when they daven, they have like small minyanim. I know that in Great Neck it's like that. In Great Neck they have a Great Neck synagogue in the main shul. They have a chazan. And then they're a balabatim. It's a very big community. They are a balabatim. They also want to participate. So they have called by name where the balabatim they participate. There's like a small minyanim, other minyanim on the side.
That's why you only have a chazan balance, right? Really? We don't
have a chazan.
We used to, but okay. Oh, no more.
No more.
But it used to be that. I remember there were problems.
Right, right. That's okay. So it says here this fascinating thing to keep this in mind. Now he goes on to say a person that cannot daven the entire davening, Yispalel min ashrei uvolitzion lahalon shalistav in ashrei uvolitzion lahalon. Misha yeshto zuchus yoseb akadishim gugon ben sheva ushtoishim yesh loy gamkin zuchus yoseb begin atzfila. Here's where he says, well, this part is a really very important introduction to the beginning of the halachas, because this was nogei us. Because all this also we learned is last couple of halachas are not nogei b'halach b'zman hazeh, because b'zman hazeh we all say kaddish, everyone says kaddish together. We don't have one person saying kaddish. Everyone says kaddish together. So what is the nogei of the kadima? Shiva, shloshim, ben shana, a guest, a toishav, all of these different scenarios. When it's nogei, who has kadima to daven for the om? Because generally only one minyan. You can have two, and even have more than one minyan. How many minyanim can you already have? That's what these halachas are. Nogei halacha lemaisa. Mehag, another halacha. She'ena avol mispalu teyatev b'shabes v'yoyim toif. That's the custom. It's not absolute. If there's no one else to daven, it's no big deal. You come to shul and no one wants to daven Shabbos mincha and there's an avol, so let the avol daven. No one wants to daven Musaf, so let the avol daven. It's not a big deal. Yeah.
I remember Rav Steinberg's old Rishon Paskin. There was a regular person who davened for the Yom HaRoyim.
Oh, that's different. The other Yom is right.
And he permitted him.
Right.
That would fit the bill.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yom HaRoyim is probably, the truth is, the Yom HaRoyim, on the one hand, is the most chomer, is when the oval bedavka should not daven, even because an oval is in the matzav of din. He's in a year, he's shori bedin, and because he's in din, it's not proper that he should lead the tzibur. But on the other hand, it is the most heterim for the oval to daven and the yamim naram, because at tzibur they're used to a certain shatz. Even if you're going to get someone better, it's not what you're used to. You come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, this is what you've been doing the last 10 years, the last 20 years. If you're going to put up someone else, a David Musaf, it's gonna disturb a lot of people. So For the tzibur needs the ovel to daven on the yomim and the ram. So it's very interesting. On the one hand, that is the time of the year when bedavka the ovel should not daven. But yeah, that's the one time of the year when the oilam is the most makel. You see this all over, that when you have balei tefillah who daven the yomim for many years, they're established, not like once in a while, they're established and they're avelim, they daven on the yomim and the ram right away with no problem whatsoever. Even though they'll know they won't daven ever on a Shabbos or the Yomtov, because then there are plenty of other people that can down for the Yomtov. But here he says, yeah?
This is a true mice that comes back around 50 years. At the young Israel of Flatbush, 50 years today, they had a lot of people who were roi to daven.
Yeah.
And they all wanted a daven. So what they did, in order to avoid machlokas, they actually went out to the outside and hired someone to daven to avoid machlokas.
Very good. Fascinating. I heard that about a Rav as well. I heard about a certain shul in this community, and the Rav retired. He made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and the big question is a very, very chashuva position. Who are they going to take for the new Rav? Search committee. In the community, there were three very fine young candidates, children of the Balabatim. Three people that stood out. They're probably like 30, they were 30 years old, about all of them, and they were like,
they live in a neighborhood,
whatever it was. And the question was, why should we go shop outside when we have here among us, we have three families, and they have produced fine children, and they are roy to lead the kehila, so let's take one of the three. So there would be a big machlokes, which one of the three? So they went outside. Similar, because if we're going to take one of, these three, there's going to be a, it's not going to go off well. So therefore, I mean, that's what they did. So they took someone from the outside. But I remember them saying, I remember speaking to one of the Balabatim, he told me it's a big problem. There are three people that are really, you know, they fit everything that we want. One of these three. All right, but then was they didn't take. They took some. All right, let's go further. A lot of stories. Amish yesh le zchus yoyser, bakadir yesh le gavkin zchus yoyser bin yasila. However, you can daven as well. So therefore, that's halacha. Also, what is very, very much noyel halacha lemaisa? If a person is in avelus for a second parent, and then he has yartzeit for a first parent in the avelus, can he daven on that Shabbos? So there are different minhagim. In other words, normally every single year, let's say a person's father died 5 years ago, and for the last 5 years he's been davening musaf on Shabbos Parshas Noach, and then this particular year he's in avelus for his mother. So can he daven on Shabbos musaf for the yartzeit for his father, like he's been doing for the last 5 years? So some say yes, some say not. Some say yes, so this is not the gedah yirogel, because rogel means it's a certain, like yidav geshem, where you're expected to daven. This don't really pay attention, or this yidav in this. So there are different minhagim. If a yartzeit, you let a person daven on musaf, on the Shabbos before the yartzeit, different customs. Let me read to you over here some of the things mentioned over here in the Piskei Tshuvos. It says here, okay, this is interesting halacha. This is from the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hinei kishaketana." I'm reading to you what it says in the Piskei Tshuvos. When the ketanim say kaddish, imhein pachas migil chinuch, if a child is less than 6 years old, yesh li zoher shiyomer imohem gadol ovel oimi she'ein loy ovoim. The yomer bekol kadesh at sibuyana amen gam al mirasa. You know, I do this with the child. I don't know how old he is. I daven or Yitzchak and Rachman Lutzan. There are two little children that say Kaddish. I don't know how old the older one is. The younger one is, I don't know. The younger one, I don't know what their ages are. They're very, very little. So when I was there the first week, Rabbi Wallerstein, he asked me, actually, he came up to me, he asked me I should say Kaddish with them. The Rav, the Rashiva, he asked me I should say Kaddish together with them. So I don't know if it's because of this reason or he wanted me, because they're so little, they should say the words carefully, say the words together. But that's what it says. If they're below the age of 6 years old, that's before the age of chinuch, so then they should not say Kaddish by themselves. Someone should say Kaddish together with them out loud. That's what it says here. Gam al mirasa v'yomer b'kol kadesh
atzi. If they go, if you need someone to say Kaddish with them,
yeah.
The kid is 3-4 years old. It's babble.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
That's what
it appears here. That if they're under the age of chinuch, it appears they should not say kaddish at all. Exactly. Someone should say kaddish for the nifter. Absolutely. But should
the child is
very little. Doesn't really understand. Under 6 years old, the child doesn't necessarily know what's going on. But in Echnami, that's what it says here. A child under the age of chinuch does not understand what he's saying. An adult should say with him, so that when the tzibur ends amen, they should be answering amen to a wheel. It's not so simple to say amen, amen yisoyma. You don't just answer amen if the bracha, it's not a real bracha. It has to be a real bracha where the child has some degree of understanding of what he is saying. Therefore, if he's under the age and he's just saying it's practice, then an adult should say it with him, so that when the tzibur answers amen, it is a real amen. That is what the Mishnah Berurah says. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the yel yachagil chinuch yachalem alavadai, once a child has reached the age of 6 years old, so he knows what he is saying, then he can say by himself, "Ach lo yomer baruchu el hashel hashatz yomreno." Some places they say baruchu at the end with kaddish. Sometimes the different minhagim where the ovel says baruchu. There are some customs at the end of davening. In Eretz Yisrael, you see this, I think, more often. When davening is over, the ovel says the baruchu. Okay, if there's no ovel, then the shat says the baruchu. So the custom is for the ovel to say the baruchu when davening is over, a katan should not say the baruchu. Only an adult should say the baruchu, even though the kaddish, once a child is over the age of 6 years old, can say kaddish by himself, because that's what kaddish was established. Kaddish, in fact, was established for katanim, but not for the baruchu.
Isn't that baruchu for late comers?
Yes, but still, who gets the zechus to say it? So it appears it was given to the ovel. But Mishnah Berurah says, don't give it to the katan. If the oval is a katan, don't go that far to let the katan say baruch. That's not proper. Okay, next thing that's brought down among the achrayim in Mishnah Berurah as well is, an oval does not daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, what about other days? Here you get into a big, heated discussion of when an oval should not daven for the omer. So let me read you what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. V'nech l'ku hamin hagim. That you have to know, it all follows the minhag ha'makom. Shbe'elu yamim einu ovel mispal lefnei omer. Yesham some say shebechol yom. Here is a very nice rule. A very nice rule. Shebechol yom she'ein oimrim lamnatseach. When you don't say lamnatseach, what's the key word for lamnatseach? Yancha Hashem biyom tzara. Those are the key words. So any day you don't, any day that's not called a yom tzara, it's not appropriate. Then Einoi mispalel mibnei ho'amud mibnei shehem yimei simcha. Okay, that would mean that on Chol HaMoed, an oval does not daven the entire day. Now, I don't know what they do in your shuls. They do a daven on Chol HaMoed?
It's so hard, you should daven.
On the other side of ocean, they are not davening all week.
Yeah.
This week?
Depends where you go. I went. The rabbi let me daven. Daven Myrif, and in Tarvadas. I daven in Tarvadas. So Tarvadas, they have different minyanim. They have the official yeshiva minyan. I'm not allowed to daven. But they have an unofficial minyan. Right. It's not really unofficial. It's pretty official. But according to the books, according to the rules, it's not yeshiva minyan.
When is this?
On Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed. So I convinced them. To let me daven. And they let me daven. What? Shachris, I wasn't there. I would imagine, yes, not Hallel though. Hallel, you definitely can't daven. You walk away by Hallel. But if they let me daven Mincha, so I would imagine they would let me daven Shachris, but just not to daven Hallel. Myron, what about Mincha?
No.
Not Mincha, interesting. Well, Mincha, not in Shachris, sure not. Then. No. Mincha, okay.
By Landau, yeah. Aser Shemay Tshuva, they don't let them.
That's right. Chassidim, you don't daven the Aser Shemay Tshuva, it's Yimei Simcha. Kbar, it's right, it's Yimei Simcha. Okay, so obviously, look, this is what it says here. It says here, it's all Lefi the Minog. I was shocked, because I daven Lev Avram at night. It's a Chassidish Shtivel, Shtivel Chassidish. And I was shocked, the rabbi said he has no Akbar, if I want, I can daven. So very good, okay. That's what he said. Every shul is different. Listen, every shul, every place has different sets of minhagim. Some say shadavka ba'isma yom sha. Now here is another. Okay, here's another rule. Okay, so the first, just to keep it the logic of the rule. For one rule is when you don't say lamatzeach. Now he has another rule. Shadavka ba'isma hayomim shagehenim. Why do you say kaddish? The reason why saying kaddish is to cool off gehenim. Chas shalom. So if Gehenim is not operational, then there's no need to daven for the Amud. So those days, Shagehenim is Shaveski going Shabbos, the Yom Tov, the Yeh Shemoisiv. Now, do we really know when Gehenim is not operational? No one came back to tell us what's doing there. I'm not aware.
Time zone that they're working on.
Exactly. I'm not aware.
On union holidays.
I'm not aware when Gehenim is not operational. But it seems over here that according to this opinion that it might very well be that it is operational on Chol HaMoed. That's what it seems. That's what it says. So that would mean that we should have in Chol HaMoed. No, listen. That's what the Yeshua see from Rosh Chodesh. Some learn that on Rosh Chodesh it's not operational. Chanukah, Upurim, Avol b'Shaor Hayamim she'ein Oyim Lamatzeach going Purim Katan. You do not say Lam Natzeach on Purim Katan. Okay, this year we're going to have Purim Katan. Adar Rishon, Yudalid and Tezvav, and the Purim Katan and Tu B'Shvat Pesach She'ni Chadoyne. So these days, here is an afkamina. You do not say Lam Natzeach. These are not days called Yom Tzara. They're not Yom Tzara, and therefore you do not say Lam Natzeach on Tu B'Shvat. You do not say Lam Natzeach on Purim Katan. You do not say Lam Natzeach on Rosh Chodesh. However, it appears that Gehenim is in operation. Okay,
it's not a major legal holiday.
365 days, because if you cool
the banks off,
and turn it
costs to you to restart
to start numbers again.
Ask the people in Pittsburgh, they'll tell you.
That's an expression which means everyone does according to their custom. Okay, let's go one more halacha, another halacha. Halacha tesvav. Shnayim sheshavim b'din kaddish. Okay, someone asks, what do you do when there is a conflict? Do you have two people that are equal? So they get into a fight. Your mother doesn't come anywhere near my father.
I hope so.
I hope not.
Could you imagine saying that? I know someone that said that. That you say that, you have an enemy for life. Enemy for life. You have a conflict with someone. One guy has yahrzeit for his mother, one has yahrzeit for his father, and you tell the guy, your mother comes nowhere near my father. I'd say you're finished for life. Forever and ever. There's no way out of that. So here we have a story. Shnayim sheshavim b'din kaddish. Shneim yichelim l'spal l'fnei ateva, and both of them are able to l'spal l'fnei ateva. Umirutzim b'shavu l'kol. And both, they're both acceptable. The tzibur likes them both. What do? You flip a coin. Two heads. You flip a coin. Yatilu goyol she'echal yispal ad ashev l'tzion. You flip a coin, one dime, it's Lashay Velotzion, and the Hashini spell Lashay Velotzion. Vimachrin Yochel spell of Neateva, Shane and Marutza Lakol, the spell of the spell of Shani. Lo Yivs is Zesh, the spell of Zuchus Bakadishim, so that he says something original just because of one person davens, and the other person is not davening because he's not able to daven. He's just not able to. He's just not physically capable of davening. It does not mean the one that davened for the Amud now loses his right to the Kaddish. Again, going in a society where only one person says Kaddish, we don't say since you have the davening, you're going to lose the Kaddish. You have to give the other one the Kaddish. No. When we call Malkum Yeshloi Levater, very important rule. You should be generous. Certainly you should be very kind to children because the Kaddish was established primarily for the children. It's a very important halacha. It's very interesting. When it comes to Ketam, you step the other way. I'll tell you where it's Nagei Halacha L'maisa. You know what's Nagei Halacha L'maisa? When you come to a shul and you're saying Kaddish, so let's say you're only saying Kaddish, you say it nice and loud and slow. You do it the way you're supposed to. You say it loud and slow. And then there's someone else that's saying Kaddish. So you don't have to raise your voice. You can say it quietly, let the other person take the lead. Let him say the Kaddish. If you're dealing in a situation where the other person is not saying it the right way, that's another story. But let's say you have a child. You should always let the child raise his voice louder than the other person, even though, because the Iker Kaddish was established for the children. So there's a child saying Kaddish, an adult saying Kaddish. The adult should not throw around his weight and say it loud, the tukfa, and drown out the child. Let the child drown out the adult, because that's what a Kaddish was established for. That's a very important halacha. There has to be some sensitivity in how you say Kaddish as well. Umikol shekin l'ktanim. That's really what it says here. Okay, there's a small halacha from the Ber halacha, from the Mishnah Berurah. Nothing, just as it says over here, there are three or more, same exact thing, you have to always make earlier. Let's go further. Tezayin. Mishu avel al aviv. Okay, this is important halacha. V'gam alima. Umikol mokam ein lo yizchus yoyse betilas v'kadishim. Mishar avel. Very scary halacha. For achmona litzlan, a person is in avelus for both parents at the same time. That's a scary situation. So he does not have the right to say, listen, I'm in avelus for two people, and you're only in avelus for one, therefore I'm going to daven the whole year and you're going to daven nothing. There's no such thing. Just because Rachmana listen, a person is in avelus for two parents, the other one is only for one, he only has the equal to anyone else. That's important halacha to know. Because saying Kaddish goes lekan ulekan. Knesses Yecheskel Vayinah the Behudah Tanina Tzimin Hey. I said I was interesting yesterday. I was Nagi. I went yesterday to a minyan.
What is that?
When the person davens for the Amud, and he's in Avelus for two people right at the same time, one Tefillah or one Kaddish works for both.
You could say Kaddish twice.
The fact that he's davening does not give him any preference or kedima over someone else that's only saying Kaddish for one parent. If one person is toch yud beis chodesh for both the mother and the father, so don't say, so my Kaddish carries double weight. My Kaddish, my tefillah, is carrying weight for two parents, and your Kaddish only carrying weight for one parent. Therefore, I have a right to the Amud, and you don't. That's not so. Your one tefillah is oil. It works for both, but it carries the same weight. Doesn't have any more power. And that's, you know, that's only because you have no choice. Let me just give you an example. There's a whole tshuva. I told you, we discussed the people who work for institutions, and many times people that do not have anyone to say Kaddish for them, they hire an institution, they give money to an institution, and the institution appoints a person to say Kaddish. So how many people can one person say Kaddish for? So Rav Moshe's tshuva, l'chatchila, you should not say more than two. Why two? Because you should, when you're hired to say Kaddish, you have an obligation to say Kaddish at least once a day. It's a very interesting truth from Rav Moshe. You have an obligation to say Kaddish once a day. Okay, we say Kaddish three times a day. That's very good. But if you can't make every minyan, the world doesn't come to an end, but you should make an effort, the best that you can, at least to say Kaddish once a day. If you're saying Kaddish for two people, Rav Moshe says, you should not rely upon this, zikarenech oyle l'kan l'kan. So when you're saying Kaddish Shachris, you should not have Kavan, I'm saying Kaddish for Reuven and Shimon. That's not right. Shachris, I have Kavan only for Reuven. Mincha, I'm having Kavan only for Shimon. Also, why not take upon yourself to say Kaddish for a Levi, a third, extra income, a third, to triple? It's inevitable you're going to miss a minion. A person can't trust himself that every single day he's going to dine with a minion three times a day. You have to allow yourself some leeway to miss a minion every so often. So if you're going to take upon yourself to say Kaddish for three people, I'm going to say Kaddish Shachris Reuven, Mincha for Shimon, and Mar for Levi, it's going to happen that you're going to miss a minion.
Oh, you have a bat.
You're going to miss a minion. If you're going to miss a minion, then one of your three people is not going to have a Kaddish for that particular day, so you're not being ethical by taking money for saying Kaddish for a person when you're going to miss. But if you're only going to take upon yourself to say Kaddish for two people, and you're allowing yourself three slots, so then even if you miss one minion, you'll be able to cover it with another minion for that other person that you miss. So what do you take away from this shiur from Rav Moshe? What you take away from this is that it's not the right thing to say Kaddish with having kavanah two people in mind. Don't say Kaddish. Now in this situation you have no choice. This person has no choice. He's an avel for both a mother and a father. He has no choice. He can't go and say, well, I'm only going to say one or the other. He has no choice. So one Kaddish, oil in the Kanakan. I had this yesterday. I had this argument yesterday. What happened yesterday? I went yesterday to a min for mincha, and we would make a scene for a person's yard site. It was the person's second yard site. I was called to ask to come to this minyan. We were going to make a minyan for mincha, and then we're going to have a siyum, a very quick siyum, in honor of this dedication for this person's second yard site. Okay, very good. I come there, and who's going to daven mincha? So I thought for sure the one that's going to daven was playing. Who's daven mincha? The oval. There is a brother. Okay, he has a daughter, so the daughter's not going to say Kaddish, but he has a brother. I'm assuming the brothers, he has a few brothers, but they don't live here, they live in Eretz, whatever. But there's one brother, he's going to daven for the Amun, it's the yard side, he's going to say Kaddish. The brother couldn't make it. The brother could not make it, so there's no one there. I'm the Chiyuv. I'm going to daven mincha, because I'm a Chiyuv. So I daven mincha. Then I said, well, who's going to say Kaddish? I guess it was a family thing. I said, it's appropriate that a person should say Kaddish. So I told them, I'm anyway saying Kaddish. My Kaddish can't go for Lashem, the person who's the yard side is for. So I said, is there anyone here that does not have parents? Because the meaning of the person that has parents, you don't say Kaddish. Right. Is there anyone here that does not have parents that can volunteer to say Kaddish at the end of davening, Lili Nishmas, the Nifter? And I was planning, I'll say Kaddish quietly, but let that person take the lead. So one person volunteered. There was another Talmud Chacham there and said, it's not necessary. You're anyway saying Kaddish, so you should have Kavanah for who you're saying Kaddish for and for the Nifter. So I said to him, that's not the right thing to do. It's not the right thing. So he says to me, it is the right thing. Ululukan, ululukan. He tells me, he says to me, what it says in the Gemara, it says here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Ululukan. I know, but it's not ideal. It's, so he backed off. Okay, you're right, it's not ideal. Ideal, you should have a designated hitter. A designated hitter for the nifter. So that's what we did it. So he said, the other person said the kaddish for the nifter. I said the kaddish for my mother. I said it a little lower because this whole gathering was in honor of the person that was nifter. Anyway, daven mincha. So the kaddish is not the ikka davening mincha. So we had the best of both worlds. And I told you this other idea where it comes out, it's very important, is this other minuk. We'll think with this. Is who says the kaddish? We said it already a few times. It's the chaz. Who says the Kaddish after laning on Monday and Thursday? When you say Chatzi Kaddish, there are different minhagim. So does it belong to the Baal Korei? Not necessarily. Mikra didn't belong. It's said for the Yosam. So different shuls have different customs. There is one opinion. What? Right there. So there is one interesting opinion that. Exactly. So there's one opinion that says that B'davka Yosam should say the Kaddish. My father was makbid that the Yosem, someone that is saying Kaddish in Shul, should come forward and say the Kaddish after laning. That's one opinion. That's the majority opinion. There is another opinion that Bidafka, a person that is saying Kaddish, should not say the Kaddish. Why? Because that Kaddish was designated as a Kaddish for people who have died, for whom no one is saying Kaddish for. And if a person is saying Kaddish for a parent or for a relative, he's going to steal the Kaddish from the people for whom no one is saying Kaddish for. This Kaddish should be said by the Baal Korei, who's not saying Kaddish, in honor of those people who no one's saying Kaddish for. If a person, anyway, is saying Kaddish, who is he having in mind? His relative. So you're stealing it. You're stealing it for your relative. And those people for whom no one is saying Kaddish have no one to say Kaddish. So you see another example of where you have it. Give the nifter a designated hitter. Yeah.
In the art school suda, they say after a layno.
Yeah.
There's no one saying Kaddish in the shul.
Right. Someone should say Kaddish. Exactly. It's part of the Nusach HaTzvila. That's the way it's been established.
Well, in line with the, I do that say.
So I guess you're saying Kaddish then for the Niftar. For the Niftar. Yeah.
I've seen it. Zakhar Bochum with parents says the Kaddish after a
layno. Wow. Really?
Yes.
If there's no one to say Kaddish.
Why? Because it's part of the
Nusach HaTzvila. The Nusach HaTzvila is there should be a Kaddish Yosef. No, it is a Kaddish Yosef. It's said for the Niftar, but it has to be said. It's part of the structure of Tzvila. And if no one is saying Kaddish, someone must say Kaddish. There are certain Rabbanim, not a little Rabbanim, there are Rabbanim that are very machmed on this. They're very machmed. And then there are different minhagim. There are different minhagim. Let's say a person has one parent. One parent was nifter. Like it's in this society, it's taboo to say Kaddish if you have parents. Davening is over. This is why davening is over. It's the Nusach HaTzvila. You have to say a Kaddish when davening is over. Let's say Baruch Hashem, you go to a min of young people, and there's no one to say Kaddish Yasa, and everyone has full set of parents. That's it. No one's going to say Kaddish because to say Kaddish will be an ayin hara. It's too traumatic. No one's going to say, oh, but it's a Nusach HaTzvila, someone has to say Kaddish. Too bad. So it's not a perfect world. So you're not supposed to talk during davening. So when was the last time you went to a minyan, no one said a word during davening? So it's not a perfect world. You're supposed to say Kaddish when davening is over. So you didn't say Kaddish. So no, you didn't say Kaddish. Okay. However, let's say you have a situation where there's a person in the minyan who has one parent. And one parent obviously was nifter. And he already finished saying Kaddish 5 years ago. Should he step up to the plate and say the Kaddish Yosem? Different customs. Some say he's mechuyev to, because it's not a big deal, since anyway he already said Kaddish, and some say no. He has one parent, you know, it's not so posh, you know what I say, you shouldn't say Kaddish because it's an ayin hara for the remaining parent. So there are different opinions. Yeah.
So the following thing, if there's someone saying Kaddish, they say the Kaddish after Aleinu.
Yeah.
If there's no one saying Kaddish, someone says the Kaddish after the Yom.
Right. That's only have to say one Kaddish. There's no need to say multiple Kaddishim. So then you said the very, very end. Exactly, exactly. This that we multiply the Kaddishim, exactly. It is only one, it is no one saying Kaddish, only being saying Kaddish for the shame, the structure of Tefillah, you wait to the very, very end. Many shuls, there are shuls, not many, but there are shuls that even where you say there are people saying Kaddish, also say at the very, very end. They don't say after Olenu. They don't say it after. They wait until the very, very end. There's one Kaddish. Okay, we'll stop with that. We'll take a little break.